Councillor Zach Filipovich joins us in our studios this morning as we are approaching the election. Thanks so much for taking a little time to come and sit down with us. I know it's got to be a pretty busy time for you.
Oh, no. Thank you so much for having me. This has been a wild ride, and the election is almost over, November 7th.
Just about. So you were also at the Local Solutions to Poverty candidate forum, which I think is just a fascinating thing. Folks that are experiencing poverty get together, and they have a variety of meetings through the spring and the summer, and they identify a few issues that are of primary concern. They talk to candidates then in these fall candidate forums and ask them, identify the issues, tell their stories, and ask the candidates to take specific issues. And big surprise, housing again, which is always a perennial issue for pretty much everyone in the community, came up as a topic. Where do you stand? What are some of the issues that you see surrounding housing and some things that you could maybe do to help improve the situation?
Sure. Well, I've been going to the Duluth Solutions to Poverty Forum for a few years now as a counselor, and they do a really, really good job. They talked about a housing trust fund, which I think is a good idea, and of course the crux of any issue in local government is finding the money, so we'll probably have to partner with some different organizations to help create that. I've committed to help in that process as much as I can, and this really comes down to what I see as an issue in Duluth, and something that I've been talking about on the campaign trail since I've started, is economic equity and making sure that everyone is able to share in our community. We have 20 to 25% of Duluthians right now living in poverty, and from an economic standpoint, that is not sustainable, and from a city budget standpoint, that's not sustainable either. So we really need to help do things to help address that. Earnest and Safe Time, I think, is one of those things that I've been working on for over a year and a half now, too.
Now, the mayor has proposed a sales tax increase to pay for street repair. How do you weigh in on that idea?
Yes, well, the good thing with this is voters get to weigh in on it on Tuesday. I support the mayor's plan 100%. We've been talking about needing a bold streets plan for over 4 years now. And I think this is it. It allows for folks to vote on it. It allows for tourists to help pay for the roads that they use and the sidewalks that they use when they come to Duluth. And the 0.5% sales tax idea that the mayor has proposed, I think, is a winner.
What issues, as you look at the whole, as you look at our city right now, and of course now we're looking at additional storm damage issues, and we're still trying to get some of the flood issues under control from 2012. We're still trying to do some remediation from the July storms that blew through a year or so ago, and now we've got some more storm damage. But there are a lot of different issues facing our city, good and bad. And what are some of the issues that you think are most important to tackle at the beginning of a new term?
Yes, well, streets is the number one thing that I hear on the doors, making sure that we get that infrastructure piece solved, and that actually includes our stormwater system. We talked about the storms and the 62 creeks that run through Duluth. I lived on a trout stream, one of the 16 in Duluth, and we use those for our stormwater a system to help bring water back down to the lake, and we need to make sure that those are clean, and we have the holding tanks from years ago that were built, but we need to make sure that those are maintained and cleaned out so we have clean water going through our streams and back into the lake. Public safety is also a big topic that people are thinking about when I'm talking with them one-on-one at their doorstep. They want to make sure that our police officers and firefighters have what they need to keep the rest of us safe, and have enough officers to do their jobs effectively and efficiently.
Zach, thank you so much for taking some time to come in and talk with us a little bit about this, and appreciate it very much. Again, as I say, I know it's a busy time for you, and thanks for taking the time.
Oh, goodness, thank you very much.
City Councilor Zach Filipovich joined us in our studios this morning. Here on 103.3 KUMD.